John, over the years, when you've faced Mike McCarthy, he seems always talked about you, I think, with a certain amount of respect. Have you known Mike through the years when he was with the Saints or teams before that? Is there a friendship there, or do you like to go against each other as competitors?
Yeah, I mean, I've got great respect for Mike. I mean, I remember him way back. I had left Pitt to go to the Steelers, and, he was with the Pittsburgh Panthers there, across the river at that time. They're all together now. But, I've known Mike for a long time, and he's been a guy that, came up through the ranks. I think he's done a great job, and, great respect for what he's accomplished there in Green Bay.
John, what's the biggest challenge when you get a program going? I mean, this is your third time at it.
Well, I think, changing the culture, changing how you do things, the expectation level. I've always been a believer in people live up or down to expectations, and you expect a lot, you get a lot. So, getting that entrenched, obviously, it's really kind of identifying and acquiring the best human talent you can find and motivating them to be the best they can be every day.
What were your thoughts when you took over? Did you have an idea that you might be a year away, 2 years away, or did you think that you might have a chance to kind of hit the ground running?
I've never really put a timeline on it. I just think it's a process. Obviously, how fast that occurs, is based on the people you have, whether it's, upstairs, personnel, coaching staff. I mean, everybody's got their hand in it, and it's just, again, back to getting the right kind of people, checking your egos in at the door and, working at it.
John, speaking of the right people and human talent, like you said earlier, how talented is Adam and how important was it to you? I mean, here's a guy that was in conversations to be a head coach himself, and now you get to keep him on your staff in your new place.
Well, I think, it was a little surprising that he was available, just from my perspective. I kind of retained Adam when I went to Denver. Didn't know much about him. I know his father-in-law, Joe Vitt, very well. I kind of was aware of him. And, I hired him as the quarterback coach there in Denver. Mike McCoy at that time was the coordinator. So I thought he was a tremendous young coach. He's got, a good background as far as some of the coaches he's been with. The way he coaches is, what I call high burn, high energy. So I've been very impressed with the job he's done. We're fortunate to have him here.
John, so, you won with Jake in Carolina. You won with Peyton. How important is it to have your quarterback play well for you, and what do you think of the combination of Adam and Jay?
Well, I think it's been outstanding. Jay's been a tireless worker. He's worked very hard to learn and get comfortable in the system. He's learned and been able to manage through four preseason games, kind of our formula. As I tell our people here, is I could go on and on talking about it, but we're a production-based business, and that's what we're getting ready to embark on come Sunday.
We peppered you with questions about Jay at the combine. Is he becoming more like the quarterback that you need? I mean, his history with a few picks here and there. Is he getting to be more in line with what you need?
Well, I think like I said, I've got four practice games to evaluate, and we haven't turned it over in those. So, right now, and on the pop quizzes, I think we've done pretty good. Now the real tests come.
John, in the same vein as Adam, what do you think with Vic? What do you think he brings to your defense, and how is that transition going to his style?
Well, I think, he's got skins on the walls. He's been in the league a long time. So much in these gigs, people think it's a one-man show. I mean, no different than, players down in the locker room. A staff that's works well together, understands the common goal, and are talented at what they do. So, I think we've got an outstanding staff, both in the coaching side and the personnel side.
How has that defensive transition gone? Has it been a lot of square pegs and round holes, or is a lot of that overblown, do you think?
You know what? I missed the first part of your question. I apologize.
Yeah, just how was that, the 4-3 to 3-4 transition gone?
You know, I think, you know, a lot's made of that. I think, you know, really, you know, my experience has been we've been a hybrid 3-4 for quite some time. You know, even back in Denver, we were more straight 4-3 in Carolina because that's what fit our personnel. And, you know, basically everybody's running the same stuff, just what you call. Plus, you spend so much time in the four down front anyways with mixed defenses. And I think that's pretty much true around the league.
When you prepare for against a quarterback like Brady or now Aaron Rodgers, is there a balance between making your defense think about every talent these guys have got versus them losing a little bit of confidence going against one of these guys?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, we've got great respect. I mean, and Aaron, and I'm not thinking much about Tom Brady at this point because we don't play him. But in reference to Aaron, you know, you just look at what he's been able to accomplish. I think, you know, all in all, too, he'd be the first to tell you it's not a one-man game. I mean, obviously, he's, you know, very good at his position, arguably the best, you know, in the league at his position. But, you know, I think what Mike's done, his offensive staff, is create balance, obviously, you know, attaining Eddie Lacy and being able to, you know, have the mindset of running the ball because there's times where you need to run it, and balancing the thing up. And then also, you know, being number one in the league for a year ago in giveaways, you know, those are pretty important statistics when you start creating that over a period of time. You're going to have success, and they definitely have had success.
John, I know it's been a few years since you coached him, but as you've tracked him kind of from afar, what have you thought about the way that Julius Peppers has been able to continue having an impact into his mid-30s?
Well, I mean, I go way back. In fact, somebody sent me a picture of the day we drafted him, and I know I barely recognize myself. He looks pretty much the same. The guy's taking great care of himself. And, you know, anybody with longevity in this league does. You know, the guys that, you know, in my opinion, guys that played, and some of them still playing, are, you know, first ballot Hall of Famers because they do it for a long time. But I've always had great admiration of Julius, both when he was with us in the Panthers. Even we played them when he was here in Chicago, and then now again, I'll be looking across the satellite and have him here with a Green Bay jersey on.
John, I mean, he's a ridiculous athletic freak. I know he can't be the guy he was for you all the time in Carolina at age 35, but when you click on the film, how different does he look, or do you see flashes of that same youthful guy even now at 35?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, I mean, he's, you know, he's long, he's got leverage, you know, he can definitely create havoc for sure. You know, he was a guy, even when he was free a bit ago, you know, we looked at him pretty in-depth, ended up going with DeMarcus Ware, but it wasn't really a choice. It was just who came available at the time, and I believe there's a little offset of timing in that availability. But, you know, he's a guy, you better know where he is. He's freaky. He's got a good feel, you know, for whether it's tipping the ball. I mean, I've watched him jump up and pick the ball right out of the sky and any kind of quick screens. So, you know, I'm definitely a fan of his ability, and I think our people here understand that.
I'm guessing you know the Packers pretty well because, you know, it's the same faces mostly. You got the unknown in your favor. Is that a small advantage, a big advantage, do you think?
Well, I think that's why we play the game. You know, obviously, they've had great success here of late. I think they beat us 5 straight here. So it's definitely it's a real challenge and one we're looking forward to.
John, I know that none of it really happened under your watch. You're just getting used to this rivalry, but it hasn't been a very competitive rivalry in recent years. How important for you to accomplish the things you wanted to in Chicago is changing the momentum of this rivalry and making it more competitive within the division?
You know, I just think you know, I think it doesn't do a whole lot of good talking about it. I think, you know, again, it's a big challenge. I know this building has great respect for that building. You know, I think anytime you're in a division, You know, I was, you know, in the NFC East, there's great rivalries. AFC West is, you know, long, rich rivalries. When we went to NFC South, they just created it. But, I think 4 years straight in the NFC, the representative from the NFC came from the South. So it built pretty fast. You know, and any time you talk about a division, you know, the one thing I know is you win your division, you're in the playoffs. And, you know, if you're in the playoffs, you got a chance to hoist the Lombardi.
Still hopeful you're going to have Alshon Sunday?
Well, he practices on a limited basis today. You know, we've listed him, much like I discussed with our people here, he's day-to-day, but it was encouraging to see him out of practice.
John, you've coached for a long time. We know your defensive background. But how important is it that you're good on special teams? That's an area where the Packers are working to improve this season after last year. Just philosophically as a head coach, how important is that to your success to have your act together in that area?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, you know, because it can change field position. And I think, you know, whether you're talking about your coverage teams or even your return game, you know, this game is about field position. You know, it's percentages. So, you know, whenever you get the opportunity to change your field position, I think it's critical, you know, in whatever formula you use to win games.